On Wednesday night with verse 1, and we'll pick up where we left off and try to hit another verse or so. So Psalms 23, if you've found your place and are able, please stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparedst a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Lord, I thank you again for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your long suffering. Lord, I just thank you for being so good to me. Thank you, as we talked about this morning, what great things you've done for me and what great things you've done here for us at New Hope. I just thank you for just for what all you've done. Thank you for your blessings. I pray that you'll bless each person represented here tonight, bless each family. Pray that you'll just, Lord, give us a something, give us a touch, give us a nugget, Lord, just something that'll just keep us going on, keep us pressing towards the mark. Just help us. May everything that's said, may everything that's sung honor and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. As I said, last Wednesday, we started on Psalms 23, and not chapter 23, but Psalms 23, all right? So Psalms 23, and as we said there Wednesday night, Psalms 23, if I were to ask, you know, your most coveted or favorite scripture, most of you, at least in the book of Psalms, would say Psalms 23, or if I asked you your favorite scripture in the whole Bible, a lot of you would probably say Psalms 23, and it's something that gives people comfort, something that gives people encouragement and strength, even as saints are lying on their deathbed. It's a scripture that they often quote. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But as we said also, is that Psalms 23 would not be as sweet, and it would not be it would not be written if it not for Psalms 22. And Psalms 22 was the psalm of the cross, where he said in verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then he talks about all of the things he went through on the cross and how they compassed him about and how every bone was out of place. And he went through all of that so that in Psalms 23 we could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So the Lord, of course, we said that was Jehovah, self-existent, the eternal one. The word Lord means to be, or the God who is. And we said that no matter where you're at, no matter what time in history, he's the God who is. He was the God who is in the Garden of Eden, and he was the God who is at the cross. And a million years from now, he'll still be the God who is, the Lord, Jehovah. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. We talked about that word shepherd and how that it was not just a word for just watching sheep. It meant a whole lot more than that. In the Hebrew, it means one who feeds the sheep. It also means one who tends to the sheep. He looks after them. He makes sure that every need is met. And also, the shepherd means to keep company with. Right. And the shepherds kept company with the sheep. They didn't just send them out there, leave them alone. They walked among the sheep. And we talked about how when two or three are gathered, the Bible says, there am I in the midst of them. Yeah. So he feeds the sheep, he tends the sheep, and he keeps company with the sheep. Then we talked about Wednesday night how the shepherds protect the sheep, how they provide for the sheep, how they are present with the sheep. And then we talked about in Psalms 22, how the shepherd purchases the sheep. The sheep aren't free. They had to be purchased. And we read in Psalms 22 how it cost God his darling son, right, Jesus, purchased for the sheep. In Psalms 53, it even says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone away. All of us have. Not just some, but all of us have. Said, my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. David said, it's personal. He said, if nobody else claims him, he's my shepherd. John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Right.
He
right.
said, he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, I won't lack. He said, I have all that I need. Not necessarily all that I want, but I have all I need. As long as I have Jesus, I have all I need. And we talked about the little girl in Sunday school who tried to memorize Psalms 23:1, and she said, the Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want. And she didn't get it right, but she got pretty close. So she got the gist of it. The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want. So Psalms 23, moving on to verse number 2, says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This verse out beside my Bible, I have got God feeds and he leads.
Right.
God feeds and he leads. Says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Shepherds continually move the flock of sheep. You don't want to keep them in one place too long, for they'll take the grass up by the roots, and then all the grass will die, and then they won't have anything to eat. They'll be sickly. They won't be healthy. So as I was studying about shepherds, what they do in the Middle East, it says oftentimes a good shepherd, what he'll do is he'll wake up early in the morning, and he'll go out ahead, and he'll find good pasture for his sheep. You see, a shepherd doesn't want just to blindly lead his sheep out somewhere, because as we said, sheep aren't really smart animals. They'll just follow you, and they follow you right off a cliff. But the shepherd goes ahead every morning to make sure he's leading his sheep in a good direction. It says green pastures. That means new, fresh, lush pastures. In the Greek and the Hebrew, it means lush enough that you could never eat it all. So green, you never eat it all. Just, it's good to know that we have a shepherd that goes before us. See, I thought about an example, and I know when I was younger, we went to Mammoth Cave a whole lot. And I think we even went with Patty there one time, but when Amanda and I was dating, and we went to the Mammoth Cave, and one thing that you always did, you always stayed with your guide. Because you was going to places you never knew. There's little crevices here and there and everywhere, and there were signs everywhere that says don't lag, don't get away from your guide. You stay with your guide because they didn't want to get you lost. And when I thought about this, I thought, you know, shepherd gets up early in the morning, goes out and finds good green lush pasture for his sheep, and that's what God does for us. He leads us, he guides us. It's not like cattle, where you've got to drive cattle. Says he leads us, he guides us into green pastures, and he knows what lies ahead. You know, we sing the song, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Isaiah 46 verse 9 says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Verse number 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times to the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. Yeah. See, he knows the beginning from the end. He can go ahead of us, and he knows what's coming. So we shouldn't be wringing our hands if something happens, because it's not caught God by surprise. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what's going on. Just, we need to have faith in him. It says he knows the end from the beginning. You know, as I said, I don't know what I was dealing with, but I mentioned here a couple of weeks ago, The best part about waking up is not like the commercial says, it's not Folgers in your cup. The best thing about waking up is knowing that God's going to be there, because He goes ahead as the shepherd does. He goes ahead of us, and He's got everything prepared for us. So He does go ahead of us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Then it says, lie down. He says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Lie down in this sense means to be content, to be completely satisfied, to be full. And we know that we don't know a lot really what it means to be a shepherd, but David knows a lot about being a shepherd, so he mentioned this because it's hard to get a sheep to lie down. They said there's two things that you have to do before a sheep will lie down. The first thing it has to do is, it says the sheep has to feel safe. It has to feel safe. See, a sheep is not like all those animals that Delaney and Deanna and all them saw there yesterday. The sheep doesn't have any defense mechanism. They don't have any fangs. They don't have any claws. They have no defenses. So but they have to feel safe before they lay down. They say a lot of times in the fold or flocks of a sheep that a lot of times just a rabbit jumping out will scare the whole flock, and they'll just take off running. Just a lowly old rabbit. Because a sheep has to feel safe. And in this day and age, it's, to be honest, a lot of times it's hard to feel safe. You know, I don't know, did you tell Brother Pascal about the guy that was on the loose in Scale? It's been here 2 or 3 weeks ago. We came in one Wednesday night, and I think it was on a Tuesday night that it happened, but there was a guy with a gun on the loose, and he went right by Billy's house and Adam's house, and they had a big manhunt for him, and they actually ended up catching him. But it's just hard sometimes in this day and age for us to feel safe. And that's just the time and the age that we're living in. But for a sheep to lie down, he has to feel safe. They also said one of the things that makes the sheep feel safe is the presence of the shepherd.
Right.
The presence of the shepherd. You know, I was talking to Billy there the other day when he got out of the hospital, and he, of course, like I said this morning, I know how Billy is, and about, you know, going to the doctor. He don't like going to the doctor. But he said he had peace when he went to the doctor. He said he had peace. And it's almost like the presence of the shepherd when you have peace. And when you have peace like that, you can lie down and you can feel safe when you have that peace. But they said the presence of the shepherd would make the sheep feel safe. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That sounds pretty good, but if you look at it in the Greek, it's even better than that. He says, I will not forsake thee. Five times. He says, I'm not going to leave you. The presence of the shepherd makes us feel safe. Another thing that they said will make a sheep lie down is if a sheep is satiated, or if he's full. If a sheep's got his belly full and he's safe, shepherds say they'll lay down. They'll lay down. And that's why it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures, so lush, so good of grass that I've eaten all. I can never eat it all.
Yeah.
I'll be full for all the days of my life. I can never eat it all. And that's what, have we ever stopped and realized how good God has been to us to lead us into the green pastures that we've been led into? New Hope Baptist Church, all of the preachers that have came by this way, Brother Tim, Brother Charles, Brother Pascal, been here for 34 years, Brother Justin, all those preachers, green pastures, lush pastures, more than what we could ever eat.
Acre after acre.
Acre after acre. Right. Acre after acre. I've heard somebody say after they eat, oh, I'm so full. I'm so full. I've even heard people say it in church. Like, I'm so satisfied. I'm just so full. God's been so good to me. I'm full. But we can only see a very small percentage of God's blessings. The ones that we talk about and the ones that we know about, that's only a drop in the bucket of how really we've been blessed. Romans 2:4 says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance."
Right.
That's what the goodness of God is for. Talking about the satiated, being full. I think a lot of what David is talking about there is the Bible.
Yeah.
It says, in green pastures, acre after acre.
Right.
You can never eat it all. You could study it and study it from now until you die, and you'll never scratch the surface of it. Deep, deep things of God. I read this quote by an unknown writer talking about the Bible and how deep and how full it is. He said, "This book is the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It's a traveler's roadmap. It's the pilgrim's staff. It's the pilot's compass. It's the soldier's sword and the Christian's character. Here, paradise is restored, heaven is open, and the gates of hell are disclosed. Christ is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God is its end. It shall fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, read it frequently, read it prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. Follow its precepts, and it will lead you to Calvary.
Right.
It'll lead you to the empty tomb. It'll lead you to a resurrected Christ. And yes, it'll leave you to glory in eternity."
Right.
The Bible. Lush, green pastures. You'll never scratch the surface. Deep waters is what it's referred to in the Old Testament. Deep waters. So the shepherd knows that two things. The sheep needs to feel safe, and they need to feel satiated to be able to lie down. But then also, David says here that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Now this maketh is a causative verb, which I'll be honest with you, I'm not good at English at all, but I can read what people say about it. But a causative verb basically means you lie down because of something.
Yeah.
You're caused through this. And it's because you're satisfied, because you're full, because you're satiated. So God doesn't force you to lie down. You lay down because you're satisfied. How many times as I was growing up, and both sides of my grandparents did it, Granny did it, and Mama did it too, but on Thanksgiving, Thursday afternoon, you go eat a big Thanksgiving meal, and then you try to stay awake and watch a football game. But I'll be honest with you, in about 30 minutes, everybody was in there sleeping. Nobody was watching the football game. Now, it's not that the cook made us go in there and go to sleep.
Right.
We went in there. We were full. We were satiated. We were content. We were satisfied. So we went in there and fell asleep. We lay down. And that's how this is. God doesn't force you to lay down, and he doesn't force you to eat of the green pastures. But because you're content, you lay down willingly. And we see that he says, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." And he, again, is the Lord, the God who is, who always will be, the God who is, says he leadeth. That's a continuous action verb. You taught me that, ETH verb. Means to guide. And as I said earlier, it doesn't mean that you are driven like a bunch of cattle. Sheep aren't driven, they're led. Follow the voice. It's not like I always say it's like herding cats. You know, cats, I don't know what you do with them, but cattle, you have to drive them. And sheep, you lead them. You lead them. And that's why a lot of us, how many of us would still be here had we been dragged, had we been forced, had we been beat over the head and said, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. But the shepherd's not that way. The shepherd leads. It's better to be influenced to come than forced to go.
Right.
It's better to be influenced to come rather than be forced to go. Softly and tenderly, the Lord leads his sheep and his sheep to be. Genesis 33:13, the story there is Jacob and Esau. And of course, Esau was coming after Jacob, and Jacob thought he'd be slick. And he said, I'm going to split everybody up into companies. So when Esau comes up to him, he's like, he won't kill them, and his heart will be tender. And then when he comes to me, I'll be okay. He won't bother me. Of course, they got together, and then Jacob and Esau, they hugged and made up, and Esau was ready to get back. And he said, let's go. And in verse 13, Jacob said this. He said, my Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, the flock will all die. Said you got to be careful. You got to lead softly, because if you overdrive them, even by one day, all these young are going to die. And that's the way with us. You know, we have to lead softly, because if you try to drag, if you try to force people to do things, it's not forced love. Is not what God wants. It's not what God wants. It says, lead. Lead, he leadeth me beside the still waters. That word lead means to carry along, to carry along. There's a song that says, we can't even walk without him holding our hand. Carry along. I've got this, Brother Pascal's mentioned it before, and I don't know that I've ever read it, but I looked up this afternoon the poem, Footprints in the Sand, and it talks about carrying. And I'm just going to read it. It's four little paragraphs, but it says, one night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at my lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you most, you would leave me. Then the Lord whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you.
Amen.
Never, never.
Amen.
During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you.
Hallelujah.
Carried you.
Hallelujah.
That word lead means to carry. He says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Even if it comes down to you not being able to walk and the shepherd's having to put you up on his shoulders, that's what he's going to do.
That's right.
He'll lead you and he'll carry you if he has to. In Luke 15, we talk about the parable there of the lost sheep and the lost coin and the lost son. All three of those there in that chapter.
Right.
We see that the Lord left the 99 to go find the one. And it said when he found him, said he picked him up, he put him on his shoulders. He took him back to the fold. Put him on his shoulders. That's the same word to lead, to carry.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do to you if he has to.
What he's done.
It's what he's done.
Amen.
You've got people that can't even walk without him holding his hand, but yet he's leading you. As we said this morning, all the way my Savior leads me.
That's right.
All the way. Even the times when you look back and you don't think there was two sets of footprints there, there was just one. That's because he was carrying you. Footprints in the sand. Then he says, still waters. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Still waters represents peace, calm, not causing fear. He said it's not the river rapids, not going down through there. It's not rushing water. It's still calm waters. Calm waters. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, the disciples were in a great storm. A great storm. They cried out, Master, careth not that we perish. They said he was asleep. But he come up on the bow of the ship, and he said, Peace, be still. He said, the winds and the waves ceased. That means in the Greek, immediately. Just
right.
They didn't have to calm down. It was like that. Immediately stopped. Instantly stopped.
Yeah.
Instantly stopped. Calm, peaceful. And that's what he wants to do with us. He wants to lead us beside the still waters. Lead us, carry us if he has to, beside the still waters. Now, as I said Wednesday night, David was writing this as a veteran king, as a saint. But the good news is that in John 10:16, the Lord says, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. They shall hear my voice. So when he's going down through here talking about the shepherd and the sheep relationship, yes, you may not be in the fold, but do you want to be in the fold? Do you want, when he says, he leadeth me beside still waters, do you want him to carry you? Do you want him to be your guide, to go out before you every day and find you green pastures?
We need him.
Do you long for him to be your shepherd and make you lie down and lead you beside still waters? Psalms 107:9 says, for he satisfieth the longing soul.
That's right.
And filleth the hungry soul with goodness.
Amen.
So if you're hungry, says he satisfieth the longing soul.
That's right.
He satisfieth the longing soul. As we mentioned this morning, Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Right, right.
Rest. Peace. Brother Pascal can tell you, rest is pretty important. He was talking this morning about nights when he couldn't sleep. He'd close his eyes and he thought he'd be asleep for an hour or two, and he looked up and it'd be 5 minutes. Rest, sleep. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. JC sings a song that I think she sung it here a couple of weeks ago. It's called Field of Grace. Talks about rest. The words are, where all is quiet, leaning on his breast, he pulled me from a stormy sea to a place where I could rest. He told me that I was loved, told me that I was safe.
Amen.
And I could stay until healing came in his holy field of grace.
Amen.
In this pasture that's deep, green, lush, don't stray from that green pasture.
That's right. Right.
Stay in the book. Stay in the Bible.
True.
Stay in the Bible. And then remember that Psalms 107, like I've already mentioned, it says, for he satisfieth the longing soul.
That's right.
The longing soul. And filleth the hungry soul with goodness.
Yeah. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. Lord, thank you for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Lord, I thank you as the more I read of Psalms 23, I thank you for your love, care, and protection for your sheep, and not only the sheep that are of the fold, but the sheep that Jesus said is from another fold that are going to be drawn, and they're going to come to me. And Lord, I pray that that will be an encouragement, and that will help people to realize that, Lord, even though that, you know, we're not of the fold right now, but if we seek and if we continue and if we strive and if we do everything that we need to, that, Lord, there will come a day when you'll come in your manifested presence and power and to each individual and to save souls. And, Lord, we long for that day. I pray that you'll just, Lord, sweep through the congregation and just like a bunch of dominoes, Lord, that it'll just fall. People will just be saved all over the place. And, Lord, you can do it. I know you can. And so, Lord, just help us. Help us to be, as we sung tonight, found watching. Help us to continue. Help us to do those things that we know that's right. And, Lord, just help us to stay in your word. Help us to stay in those green pastures that David talked about, Lord. And I pray that you'll just be with these people here tonight. And, Lord, that you'll touch hearts. And, Lord, that you'll continue to lead. Lord, you've been leading all this way. And all the way my Savior leads me, the song says. And, Lord, even if we can't see that you've been leading us, Lord, you were there all the time. Lord, you've directed our paths, and even going through tough times and difficulties and circumstances. And Lord, when we thought that you had left us, Lord, actually you were carrying us. Lord, we thank you for that. I thank you for loving. I thank you for our long suffering. Thank you for everything that you do for us. Lord, you're so kind, and you're so much better to us than we are to you. And Lord, I thank you for that. And thank you for each person represented here tonight, and pray that you'll just be with us. Speak to us throughout the rest of the week, Lord. Help us to have a good week, but speak to us. Help us to stay in your word, Lord. Help us to not just think on you on Sundays or Wednesdays, but, Lord, help us to ponder on you and think of you every day throughout the week. Lord, just help us. Lord, we're a needy people, and we need you. I just pray that you'll be with us now and go with us throughout the remainder of the week and throughout the upcoming week, and just give everybody protection in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.